MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
Well, it's over for another 4 years as the Olympic flame heads to Los Angeles. So you might have won that medal, but I wonder if it's worth anything. My next guest says this year's gold medals are likely to be the highest value of any gold in the history of the modern games because of the record high prices for the precious metal, surpassing the 13,000 rand record for the 2012 London Olympic medals. Tarina Flock is the managing director of Elite Risk Acceptances, a high net worth insurer and subsidiary of Old Mutual Insure. And first of all then, Tarina, is the value in the gold or in the glory?
Intrinsically, the value is definitely sitting in the gold, the weight of the metals, and of course those little pieces of Eiffel Tower that's in there. So intrinsically, that thing only has the value that can be determined based on the metal content. But, of course, it's got way more value than the estimated $950, especially to the winners.
Completely right, because, I mean, that's something that they have worked for so many years for and will remain with them for the rest of their lives. Tarina, I'm interested in one aspect that you've just raised, though, the unique factors of the medals this year, particularly the inclusion of pieces of the Eiffel Tower. Maybe just enhance for me the collectible value of this year's medal in that respect.
Well, you know, these unique additions to the medals brings with it a cultural and historically significant inclusion, which means that, as you suggested, the collectible value will obviously increase exponentially. Again, a collection item is probably as valuable as how much a willing buyer is willing to pay for it. But yes, they definitely have some more cultural significance because of this inclusion. Now, this makes these medals not only unique, but irreplaceable. Mm. And as insurers, we can only compensate clients for a financial loss. Unfortunately, we can't pay for that cultural significance, the hard work that went into it, that sentimental value that unfortunately insurers cannot compensate, you know, their clients for.
And of course, I mean, and nor should they have to either. Tarina, let me ask you this before we talk about the appraisal of an Olympic gold medal. I'm assuming as well that the rising price of gold going forward obviously has an impact on the current and the future value of Olympic gold medals. And conversely, if there's a drop in the gold price.
Absolutely, absolutely. They said that the previous medals were from the Tokyo Olympics were the most expensive to date. But then with the current price of gold, as the price of gold increases, the same goes for jewelry. As the price of gold increases, the more valuable the item that contains the gold is.
So let's assume then that you have an Olympic gold medalist phone you up and they say, well, you know, we think it's, we should have this insured. How would you go about appraising it? And maybe explain to me as well why it would be important for a medalist not only to have the initial appraisal, but going about this practice regularly.
Yeah, so firstly, sports memorabilia is a big thing. There are serious collectors of sports memorabilia, as I'm sure you are very well aware.
Indeed. Mm.
So I would, if I were in their position, I would go to somebody that is an experienced appraiser of sports memorabilia. A simple Google search can show you and, you know, a check. But the main thing is that that person mustn't have an interest in acquiring that piece. So it must be an honest appraisal of the value of the piece. I am very glad that won't be my job because I have no idea how they would go about doing it. However, they do consider factors like uniqueness, rarity, historical significance, and of course, then also the weight of the precious metal. And then I would go to if I decided to have it insured, of course, people don't have to have these items insured. But if I decided, I would approach an insurer that specializes a little bit more in unique, maybe high-valued items, because usually those policies don't have limitations on them as a general insurance policy could have. And then agree based on that, the outcome of that appraisal, agree with the insurer what the compensation will be in the event of damage or loss. So that's the steps I would take.
I'm interested in your observation about sports memorabilia, and you work in the whole process of elite risk. Do you find that there's a huge amount of interest in sports memorabilia, and are people aware of the value sometimes that they might own?
I'm sure people are. We don't have access to all the detail, but collections, any type of collections, are definitely a very important consideration as part of your insurance portfolio, because these things have value, and exactly the same with sports memorabilia. They do have value and they have growing value. So it is very important to assess the risk correctly and together with the appraiser, with the broker and the insurer, decide how this risk is going to be treated.
And Tarina, I'm sure that if one were to win a gold medal at the Olympics, it's not something that you always want to store away, that it's something that you need to be proud of displaying. So you would also need, I imagine, to ensure that the medal is adequately protected if it is worn in public, maybe something like a victory parade or arrival at an airport or something in that respect.
Yes, absolutely. When I was doing a little bit of research, because I recall last year with the World Cup, there were rumors that somebody tried to steal the Webb Ellis Trophy,
There
but
were
that was
indeed.
only rumors. They were apparently only rumors. But what happened was a very excited fan wanted to grab the thing, so it could easily happen in a without the intention of stealing, or it could be stolen. So it is very important for these winners to never let these medals, if they're in public, leave their necks. Don't hand it to somebody to admire it.
Sure.
So yeah, it is. You know what? It sounds like stupid points to consider, but these things have value and they can go missing. And of course, when it comes to unique and rare items, it's also very, very important how you handle it. Many collections are handled with gloves, so these metals can, tarnish if touched. So it's important to keep these items safe.
And just a quick one, it's also about making sure that storage is done correctly as well. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely. So, as you correctly said, I would want to display it. So, definitely, if it's ensure that it's in a safe container for display, that if necessary, that there's an alarm linked to it, especially if it's a very rare and valuable item. And I'm thinking of some trophies may even be brittle, like tennis trophies that can be made of crystal or something like
Mm.
that. So if you want to display those items, make sure that it's safeguarded against accidental damage and breakage.
Tarina Flock, I'm
So,
going to leave it there. Thank you so much for
yes.
the insight. I don't think you and I are ever going to win an Olympic gold, or at least I know I speak for myself. But
Definitely not.
thank you very much for talking to me today. I appreciate your time.